I'm sitting here saying, Lord, I just don't know. I don't have nothing. And he said, don't worry. He always said, don't worry. Why are you worry? He said, why do you worry? And so when Sheila got up and preached, because Sheila preached, and Sheila preached what God had given me. Jesus, the reason for the season. That's all she preached, was Jesus. That's it. It's just about Jesus. You know, this is a season that everybody is happy or joyous or shopping or whatever. Some people are sad, depressed, committing suicide. But we have joy. We have what she said. We have salvation. Yes, yes. The reason for the season is Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just want to read what the reason is. John 3:16. This is all God gave me, and that's all God gave me, and that's all I'm going to give you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. John 3 says, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you're doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. Jesus always say, I tell you the truth. See, Jesus don't tell no lies. Jesus tell you ahead of time, I tell you the truth. Amen? I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Amen. You been born again in here? Born again. Amen. If you've been born again, the past is gone. You're a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You must be born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asks. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered. He said it again. I tell you the truth. No man can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of the water and the spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Everybody born of the Spirit in here this morning? No, everybody been born of flesh, because I can look at you and see. But have you been born of the Spirit this morning? If you have, you don't have nothing to worry about. Amen? We are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. How can this be, Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and you do not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We must speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. Telling the truth. Jesus has been telling the truth all the time. Jesus always tells the truth. Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Amen? He tells the truth. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. The reason for this season is eternal life in Christ Jesus, eternal life with our Heavenly Father. So many people don't understand that. That's why they are crying and moaning and groaning and trying to spin up every penny they got that they don't have, maxing out the credit cards, because they don't know the reason for the season. Amen? For God so loved the world. Here it is, the reason coming up. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Not just me and you, not just us sitting in this church, but God sent his Son. One little drop of Jesus' blood would save the whole world, because it was pure. God's only Son he sent to sacrifice for me. Just like Sister she said, I got to tell somebody every day. I must tell somebody every day. Said, no, I never said I won't tell nobody. Because he didn't tell me not. He told me tell everybody. Tell everybody, but somebody that can save anybody. Because if he saved me, he can save anybody. Amen? If he saved Shishi, he can save anybody. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Life has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because of their deeds were evil. If you look around you today, all you see is evil. We talked about that, Brother Philip, in Bible study this morning. Nothing but evil. Evil is worse than in the days of Noah. And we read that it grieved God to have made mankind. That's terrible. We don't want God to grieve, because I don't want him to grieve because he made me. If it grieved God then, it grieves God now to see the way the world is. So it's about end. No, we don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know what time Jesus is coming. But God knows, we know the season. And this is the season. And he is coming. But we don't have to be concerned, because we're going to scoot. Like Pastor always said, we're going to scoot right on out of here. We could be sitting here one Sunday morning, and Jesus said, come on up here. And together, I'm not going to look at either one of you. I'm going to look to him. Amen. I'll keep my eyes on him, because I don't want to stray, you know. I don't want to go this way or that way. I want to go up. I'll be hoping you all are coming along with me, but I'm not going to look to see, I can tell you that. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whosoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. For God so loved the world. That's the reason for this season. God's love for us. He sent the ultimate sacrifice. And his name is Jesus. We're not celebrating Christmas just because it's a joyous time. Just because it's this wonderful time of the year. No, we need to celebrate Christmas every day. Every day. Because we know why. We know that we have salvation. Amen. We know that we've been redeemed from the pit of hell. You know, people don't want to talk about hell. They really don't. They say, don't bring that subject up. That's a bad subject. Let me tell you, I'm going to bring it up. Because God requires me to tell you, if there's a heaven, then there's a hell. Amen. If there's eternal life with God, then there's eternal life burning in a lake of fire. But not because I said it, but because God said it. So this Christmas season, as Sister Sheila already preached, make sure that you've accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life. Not by words only, but let it be deep in your heart. Know without a doubt that you've been born again. Know without a doubt, regardless to what you've done or what you will ever do, Jesus already paid the price on this cross. Sometimes, we're talking in this morning, the devil brings condemnation. You know what you're doing. Yeah, but God knew what you were going to do before he sent Jesus to the cross. He know you couldn't stand it. He know you were imperfect people, y'all, and me. me and y'all. We're imperfect people, and we needed a Savior. Amen. And his name is Jesus. And he came on Christmas Day. No, this wasn't the time of year he was born, but this is the time of year we celebrate. People go crazy. Well, he won't born this time. I don't care when he was born. He was born. Amen. So if we celebrate him every day, then we'll hit the date that he was born. Amen. We won't miss his birth. You see? We don't have to wait till December the 25th. If we celebrate his birthday every day, we're going to hit the day. I don't know what day he was born. All I know is he was born. All I know is he came to carry my sins to the cross, to carry my death to the cross. I mean death. We don't have to die anymore. That's the ultimate, you know. Death is the ultimate. If it was anything I was afraid of, it was death. That was the only thing I was afraid of was dying. You know that's gone. I can't wait. I'm not going to kill myself, but I'm not going to try to stop it when it comes, because I look forward to seeing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You going to stop it, Luke? Yeah, pull the plug. Yeah, don't just let me lay there. Looking down on me. Do you want to lay that, Linda? You sure? No. And I'm sure none of us in here afraid of death anymore. No, we're not in a hurry to die. No, we're just in a hurry to see Jesus. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the reason for this season. Don't ever forget that. And don't ever forget to worship Christ every day. Celebrate him. And remember his birth and remember his death, because it all come together. God had that plan. He planned it out perfectly. That's the God we serve. He's an awesome God. I'm telling you, God is so good. Saints of God, God is so good. I'm sitting here all the morning. Lord, I don't really know what to do. You know, and he knows that. That many times I get up here and don't know what to do or say. But then I said, he said, why do you worry? He asked me, why do you worry? And then he sent Sister Sheila, and whether you know it or not, she preached. Yeah, she preached the word. She preached this sermon right here, telling you, get saved, stay saved, repent, turn away from your sin. We know what we're doing. The little things. Y'all ain't out here killing nobody. Y'all ain't out here robbing and stealing. But you know what you're doing. I know what I do that I have to repent for and turn away from. And repent don't mean say, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm not going to do it anymore. Turn around and do it again. Repent means to turn away from it and never do it again. And the only way you can do that is to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's the only way. Only reason we keep going back to the same old thing is because we don't let the Spirit take control. That's the only reason. So we don't have to go back to the same old thing. God has given us everything we need. And anytime he sent his own Spirit to live in us, we're some blessed people. Do y'all know we're some blessed people? That the holy God, the one, the true, the one that created the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, the maker of mankind, decided to come and live on the inside of me. You know, that's enough to praise God for. That's enough to lift him up every day. So saints of God, know who you are. Don't let the devil tell you you're nobody just because you slip. Sheila said, you slipped, you was righteous. You got up, you're still righteous. It's just that God don't want us to do the same thing over and over and over again. He's given us the power to resist the devil. The only thing that keeps you slipping is the devil. He wants you to slip. He can't make you slip out of the arms of Jesus. Nobody can. Nobody can take you out of the hands of God. He can just steal your witness. Don't let him do that. Because this is the last and the last and the last of the days. And everybody needs to see the love of Christ in us. Amen? As you know, in your jobs, you don't see much Christ. In the streets, you don't see much Christ. We got to be that Christ, amen? Hallelujah. I feel so much better. Thank you. I was a sick person for a few minutes ago. Did you see that, Janice? Oh, I'm glad. Because if you didn't see it, didn't nobody else see it. I really wasn't. Because I was pondering. You know, when you know you need to do something for God, it ain't a pleasant thing. Not to know what you're going to do or not to or what you're going to say. But God, Father, I praise you and I worship you.